Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. We have the studio all toasty and cozy. I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, the hostess with the grossest. So it's time to meet tonight's presenters.
Hang on, I'm not gross. You're just jealous because I've got a fried egg, Monster Munch, cream cheese, curly whirly, and worm sandwich with extra worms. And you don't. Do you want a bite?
Sorry, I was scratching my bum and then accidentally picked my nose with the same finger. Did you say grosser? Because I've got something green and I think it might be stuck to this button.
Hello, I'm your Hartman and I dropped my picnic bar into the cat's studio cat's litter tray. I mean, I found it again, but there aren't any nuts in it and it's all dissolving when I dunk it in my tea.
Well, they certainly were gross. I'm Norma Snookers and I have to sit in a room with this lot and their assorted smells. Let's get on with the headlines so I can get out and get some fresh air.
The producer goes missing. Kidnap or catnap?
Pilots mauled the Thargoid problem.
Too hot, too messy. Update week 24.
3309's Xeon's Rich List reveals startling source of the cash of the wealthiest in the galaxy.
Atrus 5060 brings us a long list of things to do about Tharg.
And a comfortably short peek at the flashing ankle of Hutton System States.
First this evening, worrying news from the Pilots Federation, as the first broadcast of 3309 appears to have been cancelled. For pilots looking forward to seeing newly married Pirate Arf, his sidekick the Gambit, and maybe even a wave of pink as the PWAF lands on the docking pad at Shinrarta, plus of course access to all the latest in seasonal paint for your ships, there's only a postponement. It turns out that the power behind the galaxy is an agent of the Pilots Federation, known by the codename The Producer. Some say that he's a disembodied voice. Others that he's got a Steam Deck which he controls the galaxy from, and a voice box that doubles as a soundboard. But we know him as Adam. Unfortunately, the one thing that the PF can't produce this week is a producer. And without producing a producer, the production has ground to a halt. Of course, unable to stop themselves, the communications team from the Pilots Federation are gamely sitting on their sofa and waxing lyrical about this week's pretty pictures, and playing a copy of a recent Galnet News Digest to many plaudits. But the only person watching is the studio cat. We're not even sure if he's listening, as at the moment he's giving himself a tongue bath and contemplating knocking the Hutton mug off the shelf behind him. Adam, as he's known, has either A, got mods and hasn't got a Hutton mug, B, gone for a nap, and after a few weeks off due to the hard work in changing all the calendars over to 3309, C, has been kidnapped to stop the Pilots Federation giving away all their secrets, or D, all of the above. So, we wish him a speedy recovery, have yelled wake up, and have reminded everyone who might have kidnapped him that we'd like him back in one piece, and with at the very least, all the essential parts working.
In the war against the Thargoids, there are many plans to win. Most of which involve big tables with little model spaceships on them, big sticks and much chin-scratching. Some people have taken to using game theory to try and work out the best tactic, which involves either dusty copies of elite battle cards or some dice and the EDRPG rulebooks. Others have comprised a wish list of things that make Tharg go boom faster and have submitted them as a petition to the Pilots Federation for their consideration at their next staff meeting. These have included 1. Getting more people to do the pew-pew thing, brainstorming ideas for how to achieve this, have included giveaway paint jobs and declaring it a community goal, which always seems to bring people out of the woodwork. So what Flossie would make of the various tier rewards for shipping in booze and performance enhancers in sufficient quantity to induce hand wavium in making maelstroms disappear is anyone's business. Maybe a double engineered ice cream machine for the ready room of your carrier. 2. More guns. In the absence of more people to take part, there's the option of making the people that are tougher than the genetic union of Jean-Claude Van Jameson, Ray Mears gut bacteria, Chuck Norris, and a bar of nugget, or nougat. Given that we've already enhanced the anti-xeno guns to have more pew to the pew-pew, the available option is sticking more of them on your ship, without causing it to spontaneously combust or shut down. 3. Controversially, pile off the work to the NPC Pilots Federation. After all, at the moment, a lot of the effort appears to be as cannon fodder in combat zones, keeping things like the Thargoid swarms busy while you pop for a quickie reload and a cuppa between engagements. It's controversial as, despite there being an awful lot of them out there, most of them lurking around Hazra's sites and picking fights with ships, they really shouldn't while saying things like, "I'll boil you up!" There are concerns that the bottom would fall out of the bounty market if they were all to head for Thargoid war zones. 4. Better scanners. Now, this is a bit of a no-brainer though. How effective it would actually prove to be is currently unknown. At the moment, just about the only way to have anything other than the Mark 1 eyeball target as an exerted hat on a large Thargoid is to use the anti-xeno scanner. Given that the range of the thing is about the same as the distance from the end of your nose to the outstretched hand, and the speed is somewhere in the same ballpark as the queue at the DMV, there have been calls for scientists and engineers to fit faster processors to your ship, giving targeting computers a solution that lets more people exert more hearts than the new couples on Valentine's Day. 5. Science the shit out of things. Give Canon a bunch of cash, a stack of those glowing sweetie things, some Guardian goodies and let them do the thing. After all, trying to science our way out of the problem using Guardian technology hasn't let us down yet, has it? Which solution to go for is, as of yet, unknown. But you could bet your bottom dollar, your last £5 note, that Flossie were reporting on something this week. This is which one they've gone for and how many tons of hydroponics and animal monitors we'll need to ship in order to achieve it. Oh, hang on. This tea tastes like shit.
Too Hot Too Messy has now been going for an astonishing 24 weeks, with total deliveries exceeding 48,000 mugs and gin, courtesy of other courier services. It's another modest week last week, with deliveries down below 1,500 for 3 weeks in a row. Every mug counts, and also, you may just win a real mug by taking part. What you get from fighting Tharg, eh? A chance to win a severed tentacle? I don't think so. 2 new commanders joined the effort last week, taking the number to 276 participants. 3 new squadrons are represented, increasing the number taking part to 91. And of course, more are always welcome. Naturally, Hutton are blazing their own mug furrow across the bubble, having delivered over 21,000 mugs and gin. The Winged Hussars are still in second place with over 2,400 muggings, and the Paladins have been pushed back into fourth by the Buckyball Racing Club, now in third, over 200 ahead with 1,895. The Undead are still in fifth, and are the last squadron to have collectively delivered more than 1,000 mugs. That irritating guy who still hasn't changed out of his slightly whiffy now green Christmas combat sweater is still leading the field with over 4,750 mugs and gin delivered. Some say that he has a reality all of its own, and it's virtual. Waller 81 is firmly established in second place with over 4,000, ahead of Nemb in third with over 3,300. Infinite Dreamer is fourth, but being caught by Shea Blackwood, only 8 behind in fifth. No new commanders have joined the Thousand Club this week. The membership is still numbering 8. Of course, we know all of this because it is tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper, and updated live on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hot_mess_2. Also, the helper is now fully updated and supports both vanilla and choc chip versions of the game. So however you play, and wherever you play, your Hut and Rare's contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is the additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world, Velcro-free, mods-preventing Hut and Mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hut and Mug. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you've already been immunised against mods and don't need one. 21 lucky commanders have accomplished this feat so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. So keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. If you had delivered 10 mugs and gin each week, you'd have now racked up 230 deliveries next to your commander name. How do I join in the fun, I hear you ask? Well, first you need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download. where your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antarius's genetically altered, multi-flavoured bionic hamsters.
The Bank of Zeons, the only reliable bank in the galaxy other than stuffing credits under your mattress or your carrier full of high-value goods in the hope that price goes up, keeps their finger on the pulse of where everyone in the galaxy is making their credits. They're keen to ensure that when it comes to a certain part of society making cash hand over fist, they don't get bored, as bored customers stop making deposits, and without big deposits, the wheels of big business, capital investment and free giveaways via community goals stop turning and the galaxy grinds to a halt. Or at least the human part of it. The 3309 report into the members of the Pilots Federation's members' wealth has turned up a surprise. Gone are the days of bounty hunters rolling in cash like Scrooge McSidewinder with his money bin. Traders have fallen far behind everyone else when it comes to the oodles of bundles of notes in holdalls lying around the place. Even that old favourite, the Robigo Run, has nothing on this year's top-tier Rich Bastards of the Galaxy list. It's bespectacled exobiologists. Okay, some of them don't wear spectacles. Some have wide-brimmed hats and leathery whips. But the most rich in the galaxy have one thing in common. They're traipsing uphill and downhill and poking their Dysonator at strange things. Experts in the honk, map, lands, poke, walk, poke again, walk some more, poke again, just to make sure of process. Exobiology is where it's at if you want to make a pretty penny. And what's more, we're not talking the need to travel to the far-flung reaches of the Milky Way in search of rare life forms in order to make your money. A simple trip just outside the bubble, say 300 light years or so. Find somewhere that hasn't got someone else's size 9 boot prints on it yet, preferably something with a sulfur dioxide atmosphere and 2 life signs. Look for something that the cat sicked up. Poke it with an analyzer. Don't get in on your shoes, and one stratum tectonicas later, you're nearly 100 million credits richer. Find a system with 5 of them and bingo. Want a microsample of space goop with sold to the crazy scientists with the accent over at Vistry Genomics, and you've got enough to buy yourself a nice ship. 5 of them and you can get an anaconda with all the trimmings. 50? Well, that's a whole fleet carrier. All that for enough biological material to fill a small flask. Exploration purists like our very own Commander Wotherspoon are eager to state that it's not about the cash, it's about the stealthies and furthering exploration in the name of science. Finding that one metallic fungoid on the top of the impossibly steep hill you can't see from your ship, or the thing that looks rude so that Beetlejuice can paint it, or space loafers and stacked bongo drums. Completionists are up in arms that system after system has been scraped of its high-value items, leaving untagged pools of icky bacteria and forest after forest of boring radar dish-shaped goodies out there. However, if you want to join the rich list, sniff the sulphur dioxide and poke the squidgy thing and you're laughing all the way to your own water world complete with granny annex and hot tub. We miss the days of seeking weapons where real pilots made their cash.
Okay, Atrus 5060 here with a quick preface. I never remember which one it is. Anyway, updating with the fact that yes, it's a long and it's very important, this message. Some player groups have had a hard time out near the Cocky Joe Maelstrom and have yet to get a single victory over the Thargoids. Oh dear. I'd love to see a big turnout from Hutton to show them our support and really emphasise the PWP, that's player with, oh, pilot with pilot, that's the one, attitude that we hold near and dear. And anyway, on with the report. Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060, reporting in from the front lines with your latest updates on the Thargoid War. It's been a good week for our anti-Xeno pilots across the bubble, but this war is not won yet. Starting with the good news. Haxwing, alongside the Oya, was it OYA? I think it's Oya Battle Group, has successfully repelled the Thargoid invasions in hit 11111, and Yamaki rather quickly. We then moved on to assisting Canon Lab 69 in their experiment to liberate Heidi's Sector EQ-0, or is it an O, B6-3, that's not a B, an unoccupied system from Thargoid control. This experiment has given humanity's first ever reclamation of a system, as well as giving us our first solid piece of evidence that a further Thargoid control system is from its maelstrom, the less resistance we face in reclaiming it. They just can't be bothered to head all that way. Further tests are needing to be done to confirm this, but it's a promising lead so far in understanding the Thargoid strategy, which appears to be can't be bothered. Unfortunately, it seems we weren't successful in defending Jeng and the other three Thargoid alert systems near the Oya Maelstrom. Excuse me. Thus leading them to being invaded this week. That's terrible news. Across the other battle groups, victories were seen in Chanyaya, Vogulu, Namayu, Hovandala, HIP 21380, Heidi Sector YZ-0 or 0, B6-3, and Muru Doogies. An effort was made to also save HIP 20492 near the Endra Maelstrom. However, Thargoid reinforcements arrived before we could completely push out the invaders. Boo to Tharg. Anyway, some special shout-outs to Haxwing pilots Tollian, Captain -MD, and the Hibernator, who's come out of hibernation, for their impressive kill counts over the last week, and to Commanders Boobtron, ooh, and Sinister Hedgehog, Prickly, for evacuating over 1,000 civilians. Your efforts are an inspiration to all of us here in Haxwing Command. While we've been successful across many fronts, there's been fierce opposition against humanity's efforts near the Cocky Joe Maelstrom, with many squadrons putting up a fight, but not having enough support to fend off the Thargoids. A call for aid was put out by Commander... They do this deliberately, you know. Balbalunufus. Doofus of the Federal Liberal Command, bunch of hippies, as well as appeals to the AXI from Congressus Tenebris and Riders of the Void for additional support. Haxwing will answer the call and join up with the amazing pilots of Congressus Tenebris, Lunar Rising, Drakov Corporation, Riders of the Void, Fuerza de Defensa Cruz del Sur, Bright Star Venture, Nomads Galactic Tribes Alliance on their little donkeys, Tongue Company, oh sorry, Torg Company, Blackbird Squadron Federal Liberal Command, Federal Republican Command, Minutemen Falcon's Nest Ice Storm Squadron, Deutsche Elite Pilotenstaffel, Elite Danger... Oh, my goodness. Elite Dangerous AU and NZ, Explorers of the Anarchy, Noobs with Attitude, thank goodness that's an N, Fear Ragnarok, Stellar Nebula Project, the LOSP, Diavol, you know what, I had some of that once, gave me awful runs, Wraith Shipping and 51st Massilia. When, oh my goodness, that's a list, isn't it? When asked about the last month fighting the Cocky Joe Maelstrom, Commander Bubble Anufus had this to say: it's been unforgiving. Congress's Tenebris fight hard and have remained resilient. That's awfully good of them, you know. As system after system burns, they ever build support from factions near and some far. Shadow President Winter's call makes sense, and federal representatives have used our weight, particularly after Christmas, at the council, drawn in local support and directed federal forces to fight in Cocky Joe and in other independent spheres. Riders of the Void, they don't have a little donkey, I think. I don't know what they ride. An invaluable partner muster support and fight a buffer nearby Dekiat against attack. In this week, the tide in Cocky Joe may turn and finally persistence be rewarded with a taste of victory. For that, we have many to thank. Oh, not more lists, please. No faction, no power must stand alone. These brave pilots have laid their lives on the line to hold back the Thargoids, and it's time we showed them they're not alone in this fight. Join Hackswing this week in Cocky Joe. We'll also be Eds 38, that's all one of them, Lab 69, The Hive and AXI. Hackswing, your orders for this week will be to help repel the invasions in Col 285, Sector AF-EB13-1. I really hope you lot are taking notes, because I'm not. And Chibis. If we can achieve victory quickly in these systems, we'll move on to Vokovi. Congressus Tenebris has welcomed us into KD Port at Laumas. I've seen some of our carriers over there as well, to use as a forward base for operations. Combat and evac pilots are needed, so come prepared. Let's show our allies that we have their backs, their fronts, and their left and their right, and kick Tharg out of their homes. And for some of our international commanders, bonjour à tous les braves pilotes français qui défendent l'humanité contre des ennemis qui ont huit faces et un amour pour la couleur verte. Je suis désolé que parler comme ça et briser mon accent français et probablement mes cordes vocales. Défendre la trace. Für unsere deutschen Freunde lieben wir sie auch und finden, dass sie einen großartigen Job machen. And for the Antipodean pilots, G'day mates, Sheila and Bruce say they're doing a bonza job and are looking forward to white wine in the sun with Barbie. I've got no idea what that means or who Barbie is. I'm confused. Maybe code. Anyway, and for the Kiwis, I was asked to say hi to them. Apparently, the pin is mightier than the sword, but the hacker is mightier than the Thargoid roar. And for everybody else, thank goodness that's over for the mug. Good luck out there, truckers.
Mia.
Psst, Mia.
Seamless.
Apology, officer. Come in, please.
We appear to be experiencing a technical glitch with the apology, officer. Please wait for a moment while we reboot them.
Am I on now?
Oh, you are. Yes, the reboot worked. There we go.
Right. It did. I unplugged it and plugged it back in again. Right. Sorry, I missed that last part of the report. Could you read that again, please?
Of course he will.
Just from
I think Atrus might be banned.
Right, anyway, I clearly have no idea what's going on. You know what? I think Chicks makes this stuff up. Okay, anyway, let's give it a bash. Barnard Star is looking remarkably healthy this week. Well, for Barnard Star anyway, it's 38%. You never had it so good, you dockers. And the Epsilon Indy has dragged its sorry carcass back into the green this week at 40%. I know it's barely in the green zone, but let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. Narensis is looking a bit healthier too this week, so thank you to everyone who made efforts to get these systems on the go. At the overperforming end of things, the Haiko looks fit to bust at 65%, so go easy if you're out there. LP245-10 and LP522-81 are both close, so stay away if you can. Let nature take its course and I'm sure it'll all be back to normal next week. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Epsilon Indy and Avic. If you want to shoot something, I don't care. I'll be long gone by this time next week, and if you complain to checks, I'll deny everything. So, ha! Okay, hang on, that wasn't a picnic bar.